Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, November 30th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for this morning? We just celebrated Thanksgiving a couple of days ago. Hopefully everybody's full and had some good time with friends and family and just had some time to reflect and think about all the good things the Lord has blessed us with. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving this morning. You know, it's all about pilgrims. It's all about Indians and corn on the cob and mashed potatoes and turkey and dressing and all that good stuff. But, man, there's some stuff I learned this week that's pretty interesting that we're going to talk about this morning about Thanksgiving and where, you know, it really kind of took its course and originated and then took its course from there. But we'll share that coming up on this Thanksgiving edition of Sunday morning. So glad you're listening. Hope you're having a great week, a great weekend. You've probably had plenty again, turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy and not enough football, but there's been plenty. So hope you're having a great day. Hope you enjoy the next couple hours as we hang out together on Sunday morning. You know, growing up, we heard all about the pilgrims and the Indians getting together and sharing, breaking bread together over a table and turkey and dressing and sweet potato pie and corn on the cob, mashed potatoes, all that good stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to those traditions that we have created in this country. But when you really get down to it, I came across this article earlier this week, and it was talking about where Thanksgiving really originated and when it became an official thing here in this country. And this was really neat, and I learned something new, and I wanted to share it with you guys. But it's a proclamation that was declared by George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, and on October 3rd of 1789, about 6 months after we had ratified the new Constitution in our brand new country. Our Congress was meeting together with the recent war vets from the Revolutionary War, and they called on George Washington to say, hey, we need to give thanks to God, the Creator, the divine Creator of our universe, but also who has shepherded our nation and has blessed us through everything that we've been through. And so George Washington actually agreed, and he issued a formal proclamation of thanks, which actually was kind of like the birth certificate of that, of the Thanksgiving in our country. And it said Thursday, the 26th day of November of that year, was going to be devoted to the author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, and to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue. So I wanted to share that and honor George Washington this morning. But way back then in 1789, 200 and plus years ago, George Washington said this. And you got to remember, put yourself in this time, coming out of this awful war, all the death, all the maim, injuries, everything that was so horrible. They're coming out of this, but they're thanking the Creator of the universe through this proclamation. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government, for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Thank you very much. That was George Washington quoting, or declaring a proclamation back over 200 years ago and saying, we are thankful for God the Creator and what he has blessed our new nation with. Where are we now? Where are we now? 236 years later, if my math is working in my brain, are we still thankful as a nation? I think we need to get back to that, y'all. I'm not pushing my agenda. I'm not pushing saying you got to believe what I believe, but I think we need to get back to more of that and saying, yeah, we are thankful. We are thankful for the Creator of the universe and what he's blessed us with. And pretty cool. Just never had seen that before, never had learned that before, but I think it was really neat, and I just wanted to share that to honor George Washington and really declaring the first Thanksgiving in our country back in 1789. Hope you're having a great day on this Sunday. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. So fast forward another 70 years or so. Basically, George Washington has decreed this or proclaimed Thanksgiving, and you know, states didn't really know what to do with it. Some states had a day of thanks on this day, and other states had it on this day. There was no common or consistent date for this holiday. It was cool that Washington proclaimed it. So for the next 70 years, there was some ambiguity with that. You know, when do we do it? When do we not? If I was Brent, I would have traveled to different states so I could get it as many Thanksgivings as I could a year, because who doesn't like Thanksgiving? But nonetheless, 70 years or so later, Abraham Lincoln said, hey, we're going to do something that changes the game. And that's what he did, is he issued a proclamation on October the 3rd of 1863. And you got to imagine, we're coming out, you know, we're still in the Civil War. It's still raging on, just killing our country, just deaths everywhere, just bad stuff everywhere. And it's just not good. But Abraham Lincoln decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to issue a proclamation that's saying we're going to establish a new federal holiday it's Thanksgiving, and we're going to be thankful. And it was very much tied to God the Creator and being thankful for what he had blessed us with, our almighty God. And it wasn't about, again, pilgrims and Indians coming together and sharing turkey and dressing and all that good stuff. It was about, we're in this war. Lord, thank you for what you blessed us with, and please protect our nation. And to honor Abraham Lincoln and what he said, I want to read this. And it was on October 3rd, 1863, Abraham Lincoln said this, and I quote, I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father, with a capital F, who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. End of quote. Find it so cool that Abraham Lincoln was in that perspective. It was a hard spot. Can you imagine being the president of the United States? You've got a war, a civil war that's ravaged this nation. How do you pull it back together? You bring it back together by unifying a country, and you do that, it sounds like to me, through prayer. And that's what he was trying to do. And Thanksgiving really became a federal holiday, consistent state to state to state, when Abraham Lincoln decreed this or proclaimed this. And it wasn't based on, you know, again, the Pilgrims or Plymouth Rock or any of that stuff. It was based on, we need you, Father in heaven, we need you. Right now, our country has been at war. There's been extreme casualty and injury and loss and all this just tragic, tragic stuff that's going on in war. But God, we need you, and thank you for what you've protected us for or with, and what you're going to protect us with. And I just think we need to step back and take a lesson from history right now. We need God to protect us. There is nothing wrong with stopping and giving thanks. So you know what? This story has really changed the way I'm going to approach Thanksgiving. And at my age, I never knew about these two men, about what they did at Thanksgiving. And I find it really cool that going forward, I'm going to try to share this with as many people as possible. And from year to year, as I come into Thanksgiving, and instead of being worried about what size turkey am I going to get, who's making the mashed potatoes, who's going to be there, I know I'm making the pecan pie, so I know that's going to be there, and it's going to be good, y'all, too. I'm just saying. But you know what I'm saying? Is my football team playing, or whatever's going on? All that stuff's fun, and it makes the holiday great and relaxing, and it's things that we like to do and be around our friends and family. But I think we also all need to take a page out of history's book and go back and remember what Thanksgiving was truly created for. It's to be thankful and to ask God, hey, please protect us. We're thankful for you. We're thankful for your mercy and your grace and your love. And Lord, please keep on doing it, because y'all, we can't do it without him. We can't. Hope you learned something new there. I know I did. We're going to come back, talk about some more fun stuff about Thanksgiving here on the other side. Just kind of following the story of what we've been talking about, you know, we're talking about Washington's proclamation and Lincoln's declaration to make it Thanksgiving a federal holiday. And over the next, you know, 50, 60 years, as we got into the early, you know, 1900s and started to get into some modern industrialization in this country, it became, they're a little bit more about Plymouth Rock and about the Pilgrims and the Indians coming together. And, you know, it just kind of started losing some of that God, some of that the creator of the universe, and we're thankful, and we're a country in mourning and a country that's hurting, and that vulnerability. We started making it more about the legend and the stories and the, hey, it's about being who you're with. And there's nothing wrong with that part of the story, but I just think when we get away from the truth, one little chip at a time, it starts happening. And then, you know, as we got into major industrial revolution in this country and mass book producing, textbooks for schools and all that, they just kind of started writing God out and the Abraham Lincoln and George Washington part out of the textbooks. And I know when I was coming up in school, I don't recall reading that. And, you know, look, I wasn't the best student, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. But at the end of the day, why was that taken out? You know, why do we not know about that? Because I think it's just about becoming more and more secular and getting God out as of everything that people can. And I think where there's a will, there's a way. And so it's kind of sad that those stories and those traditions have been written out of our textbook. So I know my kids don't know about it, and they're in their 20s now. So just think about that. Again, the main thing is, what are you thankful for? We're coming off of Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great time with whoever you were with, and you ate lots of great food and had some good conversations and plenty of laughs. But at the end of the day, do we really take it serious? And is it really Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for today for that he gave to you? Because it's all God's, and he's blessed us all with everything that we have. So when you stop and think about Thanksgiving, what am I thankful that he gave me? And there's so much to be thankful for. We're going to talk about it coming up here in the next segment. But just wanted to share that and close that out. We've kind of gotten further away as we've progressed through the last 100 years, 150 years in this country. We don't talk about that in the classroom anymore. We don't talk about thankfulness enough. We don't talk about gratitude enough, and we don't talk about the Lord enough. And I know you're probably not getting back to that point where we can pray in school, but God can do bigger things than putting prayer back in school, I assure you. And I know he can help us do that. So why don't we all take a little time today and just stop and thank him for what he's blessed us with. And let's start changing the world. But you know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. I can't do anything about the whole world, but I can start what's happening in my world. And all I can do is have one conversation at a time. And it starts with you and it starts with me. Just do your part and have a conversation. Share what we're talking about this morning with somebody. Pick their brain and see what they think about it. I'd love to know some feedback. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you keep doing well, because you know what? Keep on smiling. I know Jesus loves you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving day and have had a great relaxing weekend. So I know some people have to work and some people may not have had a greatest weekend, but for the most part, I hope everybody did. And you know, it took me back this weekend as my sons were all coming home and getting all the family together and going to see my parents and my siblings and all the nieces and nephews. It was just a special time, and it just felt like it slowed down starting about Wednesday, about lunchtime, and I was really just able to walk through Thanksgiving Day and just really try to be more appreciative and just a little more gratitude in my own life and just thankful for what he's blessed me with as far as my family and just my beautiful wife, Janet, so thankful for her, and my three sons, Ian, Sam, and Sumner, thankful for them. Just mean the world to me, and where would I be without them? I have no idea, wouldn't even want to guess. My parents, Pete and Kelly Gage, so thankful for them. My brother and sister, Brent and Charlotte, love you guys, thankful for y'all. And all my extended family, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, in-laws, outlaws, and the whole bit. Just so thankful for each and every one. And, you know, I think we can get caught up in the rat race of Thanksgiving, and I got to go here, and I got to go there, and I got to get this pie, and I got to bake this special turkey. And you know what? I think if we all just slow down a little bit and focus more on the gratitude, I think all the food will take care of itself. Doesn't it usually? I mean, usually there's leftovers and everybody's falling asleep, you know, because you're tired. You got that turkey magic working and probably eating way too much. And yeah, I was laughing with my dad Thanksgiving Day. We were both eyeing the pecan pie. And I make the pecan pie. There's only really, I think, three, maybe four of us in the family that like pecan pie and that eat it. But I tasked myself a few years ago saying, I'm going to figure out how to make a good pecan pie. And it's, you know, I like it. My dad likes it. And a couple other family members like it too. But nonetheless, my dad and I had eaten the turkey and dressing. Everybody had eaten all their food. And I kept telling dad, I said, you ate that pecan pie yet? And he kept smiling and said, no, I hadn't. And a little while later, I looked over and I saw those eyelids about halfway down. And I said, hey, I said, how was that pecan pie? And he said, how you know I ate pecan pie? I said, because I heard you snoring about 30 seconds ago. So anyway, just special memories like that, just to slow down and enjoy a piece of pecan pie with somebody, or, you know, a funny conversation or a joke, or just, you know, just hugging on somebody that you hadn't seen in a while. So, you know, the other thought I had about Thanksgiving Day as I was in the middle of it is, why do we have to just do that once a year? Can't we do it a little bit more often? Just be more thankful. You know, maybe once a month. What if we just said, hey, once a month, I'm going to call somebody, invite them to lunch, and just tell them how thankful I am for them, or just have a conversation with them and just tell them you're thankful. So that's something I'm challenging myself with this next 12 months is, can I do that once a month? I may not fry turkey. I may not make a big pot of mashed potatoes, or, you know, I may make the pecan pie once a month. That would be a good strategy. But, you know, just reach out and just be more grateful, be more thankful and appreciative of what God's done in our lives. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it ain't all that bad. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I want you to know one thing. At the bottom line, at the end of the day, just keep on smiling because Jesus loves you. I want to take this segment to just tell my friends out there I'm thankful for them. You know, friends are hard to come by. True friends are hard to come by. When I was a school teacher, I used to tell my middle schoolers and high schoolers, I'd say, hey, look around. You see 20, 30 people in this classroom, and I know you're trying to impress everybody. You don't want to be embarrassed in front of anybody, and you want to be the cool kid in front of the group and all that. But I said, you know, quit wasting your time and worrying about it, because there's probably in this classroom, there's probably about five people that you'll still be talking to in the next 20, 25 years. And I'm blessed. I've got several friends in my life that I've known going way back to junior high school, one as early as four-year-old pre-K preschool at Canterbury Methodist in Birmingham, Alabama. And but anyway, just so thankful for each and every friend and person in my life that just encourages me and puts up with me and laughs with me and at me, because I know it's a journey. And just want to tell you guys out there that are listening, my friends, I love you guys. And look, I've got friends everywhere. I've got friends from school growing up. I've got friends in my neighborhood. I've got friends that I work with. People say you can't be friends with your coworkers. That's a bunch of baloney. I got customers that are friends. I got people at the grocery store that are friends, you know, that work there. It's just, I think life is more fun when you just try to be friendly and you just try to put a smile on people's faces. And so thank you to each and every person out there that's ever put a smile on my face. And, you know, people ask me sometime, what makes you tick? What drives you? Yeah, it's truly that. It's just putting a smile on people's face. And it took me a while into life to figure out that my gift may be encouragement. But I think that's through laughter, and I think that's through sense of humor. And I'm so thankful that God gave me that sense of humor and put me around all my friends that, again, put up with me for years and years, because we've had some good times, we've had some hard times, but at the end of the day, we've had a whole lot of fun. And just so thankful for each and every person out there. You know, and hey, I want all my friends out there to know as well that Jesus loves them. I say it each and every week as I'm on this show and we talk about it. But, you know, that's what I'm most thankful for is my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I've shared with you guys last segment, I'm thankful for my family. This segment, I'm thankful for my friends. And I want everybody that's hearing this, and even if you're not in my family, and if I don't know you and you're not one of my friends, I want to be your friend. But I want you to know, whoever's listening and whoever can hear my voice, that Jesus loves you. And I don't say that passively. It's true. He just loves you, and he just wants a relationship with you. And that's nothing that's going to just kill your life or make life unfun or any of that. It's just, man, just turn over the concern. Turn over the worry. Turn over the stress. Turn over all the hard parts of life and just say it out loud by yourself or with somebody. Say, Jesus, I don't know who you are, but I want to know who you are. And just take all this stuff from me. And I'm just telling you, I'm so thankful that I said those words to him years ago, and then he came into my life and he changed my life. And if you'll just do that, I promise you, he'll make your life beautiful. He'll make your life, I won't say it'll be stress-free, I won't say it'll be easy, but he'll make your life so much better than you could have ever dreamed, so much better than you could have ever imagined for yourself. Because you know what? That's one thing I've learned. The more I try to do myself, the more messed up it gets. The more I make it about Shaw and what Shaw wants, the more messed up it gets. But when I make it about Jesus and serving others and going, Lord, where do you want me to be? I don't want to go do that. But if you want me to go do that, I'm in, and go do that. Okay. And I'm not doing it out of guilt. I'm not doing it out of anything, but just because I know that I love him and I know that he loves me first. And so it's just obedience. And I think when we show that and we demonstrate that, it becomes contagious. And I think that's when we start changing the world. So do your part, have a conversation, go do something for somebody, but reach out this weekend. You're hearing my voice, you're hearing what I'm saying today. Just tell somebody that you're thankful for them. Start there. Just say, hey, I'm thankful for you, bro, or sis, or whoever it may be, and see where God takes it. Hey, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're thankful. I know I am on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thanksgiving's over. You know what that means is December is next. And here we go. Christmas, we're moving into it. Can you believe it? Already to the end of another year. Are moving into the final month, and it's just amazing. The older I get, the faster it goes. You know, I remember being 13 years old, and my mom turned around to me. I was kind of nose bent out of joint because my older brother had gotten his driver's license, and I was kind of upset, like jealous, and wanted my own driver's license at 13. You know, like I knew what I was doing. And I remember my mother turning around in her Astro minivan. That's how long ago that was, when minivans were a big thing. And she looked at me and she said, "Don't wish your life away." She said, "You're going to turn around. You're going to be 16 pretty quick." And she said, "Then you're going to be 21, and then you're going to be 30. And then she said, "You're going to be my age. You're going to be in your mid-40s. And, you know, before you know it, and here I am at 51 going, man, that was not that long ago. But that was 38 years ago that my mother told me that. And so just be grateful, be thankful for the time that you do have. And, you know, it goes quick, and it's just one day at a time. And all you can do is enjoy each and every day to the best of your ability. And that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to be a little more thankful throughout this year. We talked about it in one of the last segments. That's my challenge to you. Again, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but if you're looking for a challenge, looking for something to get better, let's see if we can make Thanksgiving happen once a month. Have somebody over for a meal, take them out to lunch or dinner, and just say, hey, I'm thankful for you, and focus on that individual and why you're thankful for them, and spend a little time ahead of time and say, hey, here's why I'm thankful for you. And look, if instead of doing it once a year in Thanksgiving in November, what if we did it once a month and you take a coworker or a friend or a spouse or a child, you know, or one of your own children or, you know, whoever, just whoever God lays on your heart and just say, hey, can I buy you a meal? And I want to tell you why I'm thankful for you. Wouldn't we make this world a better place if that happened? So I'm going to try it. You try it too. And let's check back in a year and see if we've done it. And it's not that hard. And it's not that expensive. I mean, what's a cup of coffee? What's a lunch? What's a dinner? It's really not that expensive. And you know what? If you do that, whoever you impress that upon is going to go, wow, man, I feel like $1 million. Maybe I ought to do that. And man, what if they go do that? And then that person goes to that. Man, we just start paying it forward. And y'all, that's where we really start making a difference. It's not complicated, but it just starts one conversation at a time and one footstep at a time. If you don't do it, maybe it doesn't create that ripple throughout the universe. If you do it, what kind of a ripple would it create throughout the universe? So do your part. I'm going to do mine. And if we all pitch in, maybe we could do something about this place. Maybe we can make it a little better. Look, I believe in it. I believe in what we're doing. I believe in our country. I believe in Thanksgiving. And most importantly, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know if we keep him the focus of everything that we do, he will bless us. That's what I'm going to try to do, focus on him and be thankful in all situations and see what happens in 2025 for the next month and in 2026 moving forward. Hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. Been a pleasure hanging out with you this morning on Sunday morning. Come back next week. We're going to start playing some Christmas music and get ready and see what happens because you know what? It's not far away. Start your Christmas shopping if you hadn't already. Start working on it now. If you have done it, man, tell me how you do it. I'm not that disciplined. But hey, have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you back here next Sunday on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.